Review code provided by the publisher. Souls-likes are not usually my kind of jam. Punishing difficulty and high skill ceilings are core to the genre, and I'm often overwhelmed trying to figure out how stats and weapon scaling and durability work in FromSoft and others' titles. I also don't like especially visceral or violent games, but I do make an exception when one comes out that was made by a studio behind one of my personal top five games of all time, that being Ori and the Will of the Wisps. Moon Studios has just released No Rest for the Wicked into Early Access, a top-down, deliberate action RPG, and here are my thoughts on it so far. It being an Early Access title, keep in mind everything is, of course, subject to change. You are a Serum, shipwrecked on Iola Sacra, on the outskirts of the kingdom, with the goal of helping fight off monstrosities afflicted with the pestilence. Like any good Souls-like, the world is cruel and unforgiving, and you start off literally punching crabs and gathering whatever scraps you can. I always enjoy starting off with nothing and then eventually building myself up into an unkillable machine, so I'm pleased to report that No Rest for the Wicked has a very strong intro and a nice tutorial as well to help ease in new players without being overly long and annoying to veterans. The greatest strength Wicked has right now is its presentation, which is no surprise considering Moon Studios' pedigree. If there's one hallmark you can trace in each of their games, it's tons of colorful, rustling foliage everywhere you go. Despite it being a very dark and foreboding world still, the art style they've chosen here is absolutely beautiful, and I was very impressed with the animation of characters during some of the game's story cinematics. Most of my time with Wicked was on Steam Deck, which it's clearly not optimized for yet, but despite technical issues, the art still very much popped, and it looks especially good if you have a very powerful gaming PC, which I'm lucky enough to have a friend with one, so I could try the game on there as well and get some capture footage. What's also great is just how fun the world is to explore. I was surprised how much, like, platforming there is. There were so many times where I saw something that looked just out of reach, but then I found a way to somehow get to it by climbing the ruins of buildings or taking a leap of faith to a platform across a chasm. I am so pleased how rewarding it is to explore, because that's something I've consistently actually liked about games like Dark Souls and Elden Ring. And the world that they've created here is no exception. It's big and beautiful and intricate and super fun to explore. Secrets are everywhere. But now we go into what tends to be my least favorite aspect of the genre, combat. And of course, it is very slow and deliberate in this game. Many times I've mashed the attack button only to have enemies, even weak ones, take advantage and completely decimate me. It takes practice. And yet, I did find myself enjoying the learning curve. I think what helps is the isometric camera perspective. When you look down on your character and their surroundings, it actually helps combat feel way more fair because it's very clear what your position is in relation to other enemies, and you can very easily gauge how much of a distance you have to close to hit them. As far as what weapons you use, loot is randomized, so you have a limited selection based on what you gather from chests, but I like that idea because it means you have to explore more in order to find good things to use. The unfortunate thing is that even early in the game, a lot of the loot I discovered still had high stat requirements, meaning I couldn't even equip them to try them out. And I understand this is done in the name of character customization, so that you need to, you know, build your build around specific stats, but I find it a little debilitating to open a chest and then discover that you can't use some of the cool goodies you find inside. There's a lot of room for tweaking this in the future, and I'm sure the fan base will be providing a lot of feedback as development continues. So overall, I did enjoy the combat, which was very unexpected, but it's no surprise that I would end up liking the game mechanics that very much diverge from the genre, even venturing into cozy game territory. Throughout your journey, you can mine ore, chop down trees, and even go fishing in order to get resources that you can use for trading and crafting. But the Animal Crossing vibes do not stop there, because within the main central hub of the game called Sacrament, you can purchase your own house and customize it with furniture. To me, this is a brilliant addition because it actually made me look forward to venturing into the dark and scary areas of the world map in order to gather more stuff to build up my house. And I think it's valuable to have more of a purpose other than just, you know, clear the next area. Overall, I think this game has tons of potential. I definitely had some frustrations, but I think most of those can be attributed to them trying to make their stake on the genre. And sometimes I kind of wish they would diverge even more from those established tropes, because when they did, those ended up being my favorite parts of the game. However, wherever you fall on the Souls-like liking spectrum, I think the world that Moon Studios has created is beautiful, incredibly fun to explore. They've created some satisfying combat, and I absolutely want to go back and visit this world when they eventually add multiplayer. I think just going out there with friends and trying to help each other defeat all the monsters and then come back and build your home together or build separate homes could be a heck of a ton of fun. So, those are my thoughts on No Rest for the Wicked. Thanks again to Private Division and Moon Studios for providing the code. And if you're a longtime listener, or if you're new to Level With Us, but you like my opinions, I actually post a mini game review every single week on the GG app and website. I'll include a link in the description, so check it out and message me if you have a recommendation for a game I should try. Until next time, I'm Jared, and I'll level with you then.